CBS presents this program in color.
What kind of fuel is that truck carrying, Colonel?
According to the underground, it's experimental fuel for jet aircraft.
No, I mean, if that truck got through to Berlin, it could change the whole course of the war.
Right. All right, let's move out.
Colonel, do you think there's a chance we might be able to get the formula for this jet fuel?
No way. Only one German scientist knows it.
Well, maybe we could get a hold of his papers.
He keeps the formula in his head.
That's what I call a bit of bad luck, sir.
No, it's good luck.
How's that, sir?
He's riding in the truck with the fuel.
That's what I said, sir. That's what I call a bit of good luck.
Let's move on. Come on. More crowds hit the dirt.
Newkirk, would you get your leg off my hip?
You're always complaining.
I'm not complaining. That's where I'm carrying the dynamite.
You told me, Carter.
It's not even fused yet. I just wanted to see the look on your face.
I hope you're not carrying any dynamite in your nose, because that's where I'm going to punch you.
All right, let's go.
Is the trigger. Don't release it till you get it up to the bottom of the bridge.
Okay.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Got it?
Newkirk, what's the other side?
Yes.
Carter, are you sure this is gonna work?
I got it all figured out, sir.
Hold it.
Here's how it's gonna work. Now, the vehicle that's carrying the fuel is a 1.5-ton truck, right?
Right.
Therefore, I've set this trigger so that only a vehicle of that weight can set off the charge.
Right.
Now then, the truck's gonna come this way tomorrow between 1:30 and 1:45. Therefore, I calculate the exact number of hours and minutes between now and then so that I can set this precision timer perfectly.
And you've calculated it to the exact second.
Oh, right.
Good.
Well, there's one thing, Colonel.
What?
I forgot my watch.
Kinch, radio the underground. Tell them we mined the bridge.
Right.
Any chance they might suspect us, Colonel?
When that bridge blows, we'll be back in camp. We haven't missed a roll call yet. Where's Carter?
He was there a minute ago. Leave it to him to make a mess of things.
Go ahead, in the tunnel. Where have you been?
I went to the wrong tree trunk.
Carter, did you ever feel that you were in the wrong line of work?
Well, I once seriously considered becoming a doctor.
Oh, good choice. Brain surgeon?
Yeah.
Get in it.
Want some coffee?
Yeah, fill it up.
How about this?
Not your letters.
Oh, Kelly!
Thanks, Schultz.
Come on, Schultz.
Sergeant.
Is there one for me?
Thanks.
Cup of liver.
I can't tell by the scent. It's from my poor little Baldo.
Smells to me like aftershave lotion.
What do you expect to get perfume? We have war, you know.
Got anything for me, Schultz?
You care?
Oh, thanks, young boy.
Yeah, Edelson, Saunders, Sergeant Little Deer, who goes swift and sure through forests.
You're kidding, Sergeant.
That's what it says.
That's me.
Your little deer who goes swift and sure through forests.
That's right.
Just broke his hoof.
If I were you, little deer, I'd stay out of the woods during the hunting season.
All right, have your little joke. I didn't know you had Indian blood, Carter.
Well, sure, we're from the Sioux Indians. My great-grandfather fought with Sitting Bull.
Oh, you mean you are a real Indian, like in the movies?
Oh, Schultz has got some Indian blood, too.
He's got natural rhythm.
Hey, little deer, who's the letter from? Pocahontas?
It happens to be for my cousin in North Dakota.
Oh, what is his name?
Angry Rabbit Who Has Thorn and Cottontail.
That'd make anybody angry.
This is wonderful. I always wanted to meet a real life Indian. Oh, I can hardly wait to tell it to my wife. Oh, by the way, Colonel Hogan, a couple of Tink wants to see you in his office.
All right, Schultz.
Goodbye, Chief.
What does your cousin say, Carter?
Oh,
I'm glad he's feeling better.
Come in.
You want to see me, Colonel Plain?
Yes, Hogan. I want you men to prepare a barracks for 12 new American prisoners.
I don't think it's in our deal to provide you with maid service.
Hogan, these are your countrymen. I should think that you would be delighted to want to make things comfortable for them.
Oh, I'll see that each one of them has a pipe and slippers by his bunk, then.
Your sarcasm does not impress me, Hogan.
When are they arriving?
The prisoners are due to leave Wiesbaden in a few minutes and will be here between 1 and 2 o'clock.
I have it ready, Commandant. You did say Wiesbaden, didn't you?
That's right.
And they'll have to cross over the Dusseldorf River?
Yes.
By way of the Hammelburg Bridge?
Why are you so interested from which way they're coming?
I want to make sure they come by the scenic route. There's nothing like a nice drive down to Dusseldorf in a staff car.
They happen to be coming in a truck.
Oh, I have to hand it to Burkhalter. He's done it again.
He's done what again?
It's obvious this is another one of Burkhalter's schemes to get you, Colonel.
May I remind you, Colonel Hogan, that General Burkhalter has only the highest admiration and respect for me. And he's sending these prisoners to me because he knows that I'm the finest commandant of any German prison camp. And what do you think his scheme is?
It's the same story. He wants to make you look bad. He wants to break your perfect record of no escapes.
But what has this got to do with it?
12 new prisoners with the same old understaffed, overworked, stir-crazy guards.
Mm-hmm.
12 new prisoners, 12 more chances of escape. Burkhalter's getting better odds every day.
Perhaps I should call him.
Find Hilda, get me General Burkhalter on the phone at once.
I like a man of action, sir.
I saw through Burkhalter's scheme all along.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to fool Colonel Klink.
General Burkhalter, this is Colonel Klink speaking. General Burkhalter, I must insist that the 12 new American prisoners be sent to another Stalag at once. Please, General Burkhalter, try to understand. We are already overcrowded here. My guards are understaffed and overworked.
Forget the stir-crazy bit.
and we're going stir crazy, sir. No, sir, I do not speak Russian. Yes, sir, Russian. It was merely a suggestion, General Bolton. I assure you, 12 new prisoners won't be any trouble at all. As a matter of fact, sir, may I suggest that you send me 40 or 50 more? I will welcome them with open arms, sir. Yes, sir. Only 12 prisoners. Yes, sir. Well, General Burkhalter, it has been absolutely wonderful having this little chat with you. Heil Hitler. Prepare for 12 new prisoners. They'll be here within 2 hours. And Hogan! Dismiss!
Hilda, what kind of a truck are the new prisoners coming in?
A German truck. You see, all the good trucks are.
I know that. What size?
A 1.5-ton truck. But I shouldn't be telling you this.
Don't feel bad. You're not giving comfort and aid to the enemy. Thanks, Hilda.
Carter, show us how to do the dog.
Why don't you two just knock it off? But we want you to help us with a rain dance.
Yeah, if it rains, we won't have to go outside and do those ruddy exercises.
Well, we Sioux aren't too much on rain dances. Massacres are more our style. And if you two fellows will wait until I get through carving this little bow and arrow, I'll be happy to give you a little demonstration.
That's not very nice.
Oh, come on, Carter. Be a sweet Sioux.
All right, fellas, gather around.
Something the matter, Colonel?
Hey, don't tell me old Clint's on a warpath. Nothing personal, Carter.
I just found out a group of American prisoners is crossing the Hamelburg Bridge in a truck between 1:30 and 1:45.
Hey, if they cross that bridge before that fuel truck, they're going to be blown sky high.
Exactly.
One of us had better get out there and demine that bridge.
Yeah, and since this is broad daylight, this is a job that calls for the little old lady. Do you think you're up to the job, Frau Neukirchberger?
I'll not only demand the bridge, but I may stay around and try and find a rich old widower myself.
Doing, old woman?
Excuse me, Sergeant. I wonder if you could give an old lady a ride.
You out of your mind? This vehicle is for military use only.
I was a nurse in the last war.
Lady, please.
I was a personal nurse of Kaiser Wilhelm.
Lady, I cannot...
Oh, the Kaiser. It was more than just a nurse-patient relationship. When we were alone, I used to call him Willie. And he used to call me Bubby.
I must deliver this truckload of prisoners.
It only takes you a few minutes to give an old lady a ride to her granddaughter. Oh, Stalin should have my rheumatism today.
Not be concerned with your rheumatism.
I understand, Sergeant, but it seems a shame you won't meet my granddaughter, the out-of-work fan dancer.
Your granddaughter is a fan dancer?
Oh, she's so beautiful, so lonely. Now that all of you handsome men are off in the army, she just sits alone in her apartment, just her two fans.
Of course, if your rheumatism is so bad, and the Kaiser's nurse, perhaps we could take you to your granddaughter.
What were you saying, Sergeant?
I said perhaps we could take you in the truck after all.
You can forget your ride, Sergeant. Your military trucks are too dangerous.
Hey, you ought to have seen the look on that crowd's face when the bridge and the truck exploded with all that jet fuel. Oh, blimey, it was something. And his eyes... his eyes got as big as it... well, almost as big as when I told him about the fan dancer.
Hey, look, that was an inspiration.
I could have never thought of that.
Well, it comes easy to me, chump. Have you ever noticed the occasional feather dropping out of me envelopes?
Hey, let's celebrate. I will open a bottle of vintage wine. It's almost 4 hours old.
Take
the glasses, huh?
Yeah. Right, this is what I got to tell you. I'm standing there, right? The truck goes right... boom! Dirt all over the place.
Never... Rats! Rich! Ach, geht das Team an die Baracken verlässt. Verstanden? Hello, Hogan. Guards have been posted around the barracks, and you and your men are restricted to the quarters.
Oh, just a minute, Charles.
Those are my orders, and anybody seen outside will be shot.
What is it this time, Charles?
I know nothing.
I know what it is.
We all know what it is.
Who said sabotage?
I did.
Is it? We can never keep a secret from you.
Because the other guards are not as close-mouthed as you, Charles.
All right. But nobody leaves until further notice. Verstanden?
Verstanden.
Verstanden.
He's
telling me where the 6-inch plano. I did right on the top.
Could you do me a favor? When you write home, ask them for the little hat with the feather on top.
Yeah, sure. And if he can't get one, Newkirk's girlfriend will send you one.
Send you? Whoa.
Hey, Colonel, I finished my bow and arrow. You want me to show you how to use it?
Not now, Carter.
Just take a minute.
Colonel, the underground just contacted us.
They're going to send champagne.
Nope.
Oh, that's great. I'll go out and risk my life, but that's the way to show their appreciation.
They do appreciate your risking your life, Mr. But the jet fuel wasn't in the truck we blew up.
You serious?
Yep.
What was the truck carrying?
Our Red Cross package.
Where's the truck with the jet fuel?
It's been rerouted.
What's the new route?
It's due to pass right by this camp tonight between 9 and 9:15. And they still want us to knock it off.
They've got crotch crawling all over the place. They're even at the opening of the tunnel. How can we do anything?
They didn't say how. They said do.
Don't worry, sir. We'll think of something.
Yeah, well, if somebody comes up with a brainstorm, I'll be in my office. Lobo, put away the wine, please. Let it age a few more hours.
Right. Do they really think that jet fuel is so important?
They said it could be the difference between winning and losing.
Just isn't fair. Why is it always one of us that has to do the dirty work?
Are you all right, Colonel?
Carter, I had nothing to do with the sale of Manhattan Island. $24 was Peter Stuyvesant's idea.
I'm sorry, sir. I was testing the bowstring and I must have slipped.
Carter, put that thing away. You're a ruddy menace.
I'll leave him alone. Better a bow now than a tomahawk.
These things aren't easy to make.
Hold a minute, fellas. Carter, is that the best you can do with your native weapon?
Oh, no, sir. I won a lot of trophies with this thing back home. It's like riding a bicycle. Once you learn, you never forget.
Can't you?
Yeah.
Come with me. How far would you say it is from this window
to the road just outside of the camp?
Well, I can throw a football about 50 yards, and I once threw a pass from just outside the barracks here to Carter, who was standing just inside the barbed wire.
And he dropped it.
I'd say it's about 60 yards, huh?
I'd say that's about it.
I think we could also say that it's within range of Carter's arrow.
My arrow?
Your flaming arrow?
What do you got in mind, Colonel?
Carter's people burned up a lot of covered wagons. Just think what a flaming arrow could do to a truck carrying jet fuel.
It's a smashing idea.
And to think we were an old little deer.
You go swift and sure through forest. Hey,
German military vehicles have governors, and they never travel at more than 35 miles an hour. Now, the truck will be coming down the road from the north, and the wind is from the south. That means the arrow should be aimed about 15 yards in front of the moving vehicle. Now, figuring the area of canvas on a 1.5-ton truck, that should give Carter about a 7 to 10 foot margin for error.
And I'd say he'd need every foot of it.
Well, we're not going to take any chances. Newkirk,
Take little deer down in the tunnel and practice till showtime.
Right, sir. Mom and I check out my GI insurance.
Didn't need Newkirk at the little bighorn, sir.
This is the first time I made arrow flambé.
Better write down the recipe. We may use it again.
How's little deer doing with the bow and arrow?
Just don't lend him your bicycle.
Roll call!
All right, look, everybody outside except Newkirk and Carter. Come with me.
Joseph, no, you're missing.
Create a confusion. We'll be out in a minute.
Right.
All right, Carter, any second. Get it ready.
You got a match, Newkirk?
Oh, some Indian you are.
Remember, leave the truck by about 15 yards.
Why do we need a roll call at this time of the night, you'll see?
Colonel Crink ordered it. It is not up to you, LeBeau.
Well, let's leave it up to the others, then. All of those in favor of roll call, raise your hand. All of those opposed to a roll call.
Hold it! I will not stand for any insubordination.
Good word.
Thank you.
You just get back.
Where is Colonel Hogan? Where is Newkirk? And where is Little Deer that goes swift and sure through forest?
I guess they were asleep.
Colonel Hogan! Everybody out for roll call!
All right, Carter, let it fly!
No wonder you lost the West.
Kirk, you've got Indian blood in you, too.
Well, actually, sir, descended from Robin Hood.
Yeah.
If you like for an encore, I'll go out and rob some rich people.
Forget it.
The truck should be passing the front gate in about a minute.
Now, all the men assembled, Schultz. We are waiting for Colonel Hogan, Herr Commandant.
You're not waiting for me, Schultz.
Prisoners, your stupid underground has attempted to stop the shipment of a vital war material. At this very moment, a truck with experimental jet fuel and one of Germany's most brilliant scientists is passing by this very camp on its way to Berlin. The ultimate victory for our glorious fatherland.
You were saying, Colonel?
I can't believe it.
You know, you'd think a brilliant scientist would be smart enough to put up a no smoking sign. Hi, Schultz.
Hello? Commandant Kleek is very angry at you.
He'll get over it, Schultz. Got a gift for you from Carter.
Yeah?
He's made you an honorary chief of the Sioux tribe.
You
He's also given you a new name, Schultz.
What?
You are now Big Chief Running Bear who goes swift and sure to beer garden.
Or you could be Big Fat Schultz who goes swift and sure to Russian front.
Colonel Hogan, you and your men are restricted to barracks and all privileges are canceled.
Why?
Because the lights were still on at 10:30.
Well, it's not every night, sir, we get a chance to see a German truck barbecue.
I can assure you, Hogan, we will find those saboteurs.
He took my feather.
I'd say we scalp him, but somebody beat us to it. Sorry, Chief.